The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Just let me adore you. Only thing I'll ever do when I did what I did to you. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, JV.
Oh, hey, buddy.
What's going on? Hey, Graham, what's going on? Selena,
hey.
What's up? The bun is back.
Yeah.
You got the bun.
It got smaller.
Did it?
Tighter or something.
I had to tighten it. It was kind of like flopping around this morning.
It's tighter, but it's taller. It's growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
sometimes
a beanstalk.
Sometimes I'll like twist it too tight and then it gets taller.
Has your man ever said, man, I'd like to climb that bun on your head?
No.
Because that'd be weird.
So weird.
Especially if he tried to do it.
Yeah.
It's the JV Show on a Wednesday.
Yay.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little fun here.
Okay.
So imagine if we were able, no one can go anywhere, but imagine if we were able to get a celebrity to come in here and join us. I'm going to go through some names. We only get one question, though.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Okay, if we had Taylor Swift in here. Actually, can I take this one?
Yeah.
Sure.
Unless you can come up with something better.
Okay.
Taylor Swift, how glad are you that the world is just turned on Kim Kardashian?
That's a good one.
Good one? All right,
yes. Solid.
That one.
Yeah,
right.
That's the one.
Let's say we had Kim Kardashian in here right now. What do we ask her?
I mean, I'd want to ask her something about...
Do you wish you never started with Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Well, the editing, I'd want to know... A little bit more about the
I think
the
I'd just
video.
Like to know, how do you feel after Taylor Swift just owning your ass?
If these are questions that they're going to tell us the truth to, that's, you know, makes
I mean,
it
we have
yeah.
to, well, let's assume they are. These just we come up with juicier questions. But I think either that or something on the, we have to also ask.
Is your butt real?
Of course it's not.
Because Taylor
that
owns
the
it.
Question. Yeah.
Whether it's fake or not, Taylor now owns your ass.
Or something about... her marriage, now that Kanye's like super religious and just like the opposite of what he was.
Right. I think he's probably in one of those cool modes right now. I don't want to make light of like bipolar, but you usually get people that are bipolar. I've done a lot of research into this because I worked with someone. Usually happens a couple times a year. And then those high highs of like really being out there will go about 12, 13 weeks. And then it comes back and, you know, and on proper medication and stuff, it can just stay, you know, everything. I think he's in an even spot right now.
He seemed very chill, like.
Yeah. But I would want to ask Kim Kardashian that if he's like, you know, kind of all over like, hey, thoughts here?
Don't call her a thought. It's not nice.
Speaking of the Kim Kardashian Taylor Swift thing, Selena, you don't know who Michael Rapaport is, do you? Or do you?
I know the name.
He's an actor, but he's constantly giving these hot takes, mostly on celebs. A lot of people really love him, and a lot of people hate him.
Okay.
All right. He got into this whole thing. I just want to play it really quick.
Kim Kardashian, KK, Coco, whatever the f*** they call you. Nobody gives a f*** about this bull with you and Taylor Swift or f*** kooky Kanye. If he never ran up there and took the award from Swifty, we still wouldn't be talking about it. And the only one who's still talking about it is you. And the only reason why you're talking about it, you think we're dumb? The only reason why we're talking about it is because your show is premiering Thursday and you're kind of sub-promoting your show without promoting it.
You know, when he said that, I was like, maybe Graham's onto something, because Graham said, although it made her look bad, Graham was like, what if Kim released this whole thing? She's got her show coming up here tomorrow.
And we know ratings have been struggling a
right.
little bit.
And what's more important than anything to them is ratings in that show and money. Even if she's got to get all back into this drama with Taylor Swift. Or do you think no, because it was a really bad look for her? Is it possible?
I think no, because it was a bad look for her. And it's not making anybody want to watch that show.
Well, you'd be surprised at what gets into people's heads just by the mention of something.
And then you want to know, is this going to get addressed on the show at some point later in the season? I want to find out, you know, see their side of it or see what happened.
I don't know. Maybe it just kind of bugs me when, like, whenever a celebrity does something or an artist, it's always like, well, they do have a tour coming up. Well, they do have an album coming
I know, that
out.
Bugs
it just
me
it
too,
bothers
yeah.
me. Like, why can't anything just happen just because it happened?
Well, because usually people that manipulate things like the Kardashians, you got to at least, you know, throw out the possibility.
Yeah.
All right. So he goes on to say.
And you're kind of sub-promoting your show without promoting it. Here, I'll do it for you. Guys, Keeping Up with the Kardashian is premiering Thursday night. We're going to watch that. We're going to watch you, your mom, and sisters gallivant around with your revolving body parts.
Oh.
Okay? Don't worry about the ratings, okay? Tell your husband the next time he wants to snatch an award from somebody, do it to a man, do it to a guy, do it to the Wu-Tang Clan. The drop kick him off the stage.
It's kind of a good point. Would he have taken the award from the Wu-Tang Clan?
No, you would not. No, not a chance.
Dexter is here.
Hi, Dexter.
Lanisi's here. That's two doggies. And Natasha, happy birthday to you. Just a quick little happy birthday. I have more to say about that a little bit later. We're going through some things, or something. If we had the celeb on, what would we ask? So, Graham, this is for you.
Okay.
Ready? The president. Go for it.
Can I have $50? I could really use the cash right now.
That's Lena, what you would ask him? Okay, so the FBI, they want to help everybody stay in shape during
What would you ask?
I thought that was strictly for...
I was like, man,
what are you doing?
An FBI question, this could be good.
I was confused by that, too. Okay, Mr. President, so the FBI, I was like, how did she come up with that?
I thought that was just for Graham.
By the way, we're skipping that. That's political. So that was just to throw you guys off. What would you guys ask Harvey Weinstein?
Would you like to just admit now that you... did
I would ask
all
something,
these things like stop denying it, stop acting
right.
like you're innocent.
Something along the same lines. I would want to ask, like, do you really think that you're still innocent? And if he even started to shake his head yes, you just slam that jail cell door. Well, bam! Like, I really want to think you still, after all this crap, think you're innocent.
And you know he does. You we've read his,
yeah,
we've seen his emails that came out through the trial, even after all this stuff.
Yeah.
In his mind,
he has
a very skewed perception of all the stuff that happened.
What would, if we could have Tekashi 6ix9ine in here right now, what would you ask? I would ask, have you washed your hair once in jail? How is there still color in it?
Like, is there?
I think so.
Getting it colored in there? Do they got hairstylists in there?
Yeah, they're not going to color it for you in there. And would you really want to get your hair colored in jail?
I mean,
but it looks really faded. And we've seen them a couple of shots.
You can pay for anything in jail. I've been watching all these jail shows.
Uh-huh. That's true. The amount of drugs they're doing in there, and
they're getting everything flown in by drone now. These guys have cell phones.
They're getting little hair dye boxes from like Target dropped into the prison.
And do you really want to have your hair colored in jail? In a New York jail? I don't think you do.
You probably do because you can get high off of the chemical smell.
Hey, everyone, gather around Tekashi 6ix9ine's hairdo. We can all get high.
They're very creative on how.
They don't need to get high off someone's hair. Have you seen the latest 60 Days In? I don't know if that's what Natasha's referring to.
Yes.
The entire jail, everyone, they're not even really hiding it. Everyone is walking around doing drugs.
Wow.
Everyone does vapes and stuff like that. But
they've got vapes in there?
Yes, but they just walk around in the open doing that. But then you go into the cell and they're... Okay, what do you want? Do you want this thing called clone, or you want crystal? You want this? You want?
Jeez,
it's insane!
Wow, I thought that was like frowned upon.
Yeah, I would think so. I have another question. I was a separate show I was watching where the Warriors are trying to give people another shot in life that want to turn things around at San Quentin. Many of these guys are wearing jewelry. Some of them got like a nice watch on and necklaces and stuff. Since when? Like, you get to wear like nice stuff around in jail?
I didn't even think you got your shoelaces. I thought they took your belt and your shoelaces when you went in and they gave them to you on the way out.
No, when you go into the cell, you're like, well, it's a mess and the cells are small, but it's like TV and like stuff just stacked everywhere. Like, that, it looks like you just went by the flea market. And we're allowed to do one last haul of things before you checked into jail.
I think that's cool. Go ahead.
Now that there's so many jail shows, I'm realizing jail is not that bad. I think it's only bad in the movies.
Some of them don't seem so bad. It's a lot of hanging out. I mean, it would suck if you get targeted, but if you're one of the dudes that has some, like, you know, a little bit of control in there, it doesn't seem so bad.
Well, that would be nice. Everybody would do what you say, like you're running it.
Yeah.
Yes, but you're still in prison. You can't run down to B-Dubs and hang out and have a beer.
But I could have a drone drop it off.
They drink in there, too. They make their own, like,
They make prison wine.
Yeah.
This one guy, he's a cop, but he goes on 60 Days In, and he's this big, tough guy. It's yet another dude who just kind of is the strongest dude that owns it right away. And I think he forgets that he's a cop. This is the second round going in, too, and immediately he got a do-boy.
What's that?
That means, so that this cop is black, it means you just get a weenie little white guy. He's your do boy to do whatever you say. Go get me this. Go get me.
I want one of those. It's
we all do.
Yeah.
It's weird that he's a cop and he's doing this because he's really living that life in there.
Yeah.
He got his do boy in trouble. He's go steal me that crossword puzzle out of the guard's desk. And then that white guy got in trouble.
It's like That's having hilarious. A little prison intern.
Yeah. The latest 60 Days In is really good, you guys.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Doji Cat, Wild 94.9, base number one. Hey, music station. It is the JV Show. Once again, I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
I'm Natasha.
So did you guys see this? YouTube is going to reduce the video quality worldwide. Everything used to be in high def, but there's so many people at home watching it. They're like, yeah, we're going to give you a bad quality video now. I don't think this is fair. I think you like some people that take a lot of time to edit and stuff. Like if I'm going to put something up, I put a lot of time in there. So I need people to see it at a high quality. Other people, they don't give a damn. It's just something from their bedroom and they're dancing with their broom or something.
Yeah,
that should be low quality, but something needs to recognize where it needs to look good.
But maybe it'll encourage people to not watch if it looks, you know, like ish, like my daughter. So I don't know. I'm not like completely opposed to this.
What do you mean it'll encourage people not to watch?
My daughter watches way too much Rebecca Zamolo and the ZamFam channel. Oh. And so if it looked like ish, maybe she wouldn't want to watch it so much. And
do you think she'll care? Do you think she'll notice the quality? I don't know if she'll even notice.
I don't think they'll know. I don't think, well, I don't think most people would know.
I don't think so.
I imagine, I know you hate this term, but I imagine it being like pixelated. Where it's like boxy.
It's not going to be pixelated.
I don't know. Like, how bad is it going to be? Just not as sharp?
Right. I think it's not going to be so sharp.
Why does it
it's
really
not going to be
matter.
High def.
You still get the idea?
No, but I don't know. For someone like me, like I said, who puts a lot into editing, it would be horrible. Or like someone that's made a movie, for example, and they put so much into it, and then the quality is just garbage. It hurts.
Don't they charge for
a premium high def? I guess they could do that. Although, how many people are signing up for that? And I've still made the product, and no one signed up to watch it in high def. They're seeing my creation in a garbage quality.
I'm more mad that, you know, our internet, you know, our internet systems can't handle this influx of people watching right now. All I see is commercials about how everybody's internet is so fast and so perfect.
I know.
And then we get everybody staying from home, and suddenly we can't handle all this video streaming.
It sounds like it's on YouTube's end. Like there's so many people trying to connect to them that they're like, we have to feed, you know, something more low quality.
Yeah.
Which I've never understood how they can handle that many videos anywhere. Like what do they have that's housing all this content?
Yeah, how many servers do they have?
It's in
the
cloud.
They're worth billions of dollars. I mean, yeah, how big is this? Their cloud?
The cloud has got to be bigger than the cloud.
I would think we'd be under a cloudy day every single day.
Yeah. The cloud's got a cloud.
So big.
Okay, so West Elm, you guys know this store. They're not offering.
I don't,
free...
honestly.
No, me either.
You
I was hoping you guys
West
did.
Elm?
It's like
I
a furniture.
West Elm.
You just said I don't either.
I was hoping you guys did.
You guys
did.
Know the store?
Wait, you just said you guys all know the store. I don't.
I know, I've seen it. Is it like a furniture?
It's like Pottery Barn.
Yes.
It is?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Something like
West
home
Elm.
Related.
West Elm.
I knew
one,
that.
Right when you get off the Bay Bridge in Emeryville, right
Oh, I'll
there.
Go there in six months to a year when we can go.
When you're allowed to travel again.
Anyways, well, they are now offering to everybody free downloadable backdrops. So when you're on your meeting on Zoom or, you know, you're taking a class or whatever, you don't have to show your messy house behind you. You just download one of their free backdrops and you can be in like a really modern sky rise or, you know, you pick whatever you want your home to look like. They have waterfront views and glam loft spaces. Would you guys, if we had to do virtual meetings, would you use a fake background?
I tried one this weekend. I was doing some testing. Zoom already has them. I don't know how they do it without a green screen, but you can select background and suddenly you're in Florida.
Really?
Yes. I was like in Florida and the person I was talking to, they clicked on and they were right in front of the Golden Gate Bridge. You can do that
awesome.
On everyone that's been doing the video conferencing at Zoom and you don't want to see the messy stuff in your house. Click on that option. It throws you anywhere you want to be. Or they have so many to choose from.
But does it look hella fake, though?
It does, but this West Elm is going to look fake, too.
Yeah, that's why I don't think I would use it. I might just have to clean up. See,
yeah.
I like that fake look, that fake background look.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. It's funny.
Because I was telling the guy that I was talking to, I go, hey, I'm out here with these idiot spring breakers. Where are you at?
Yeah. It'd be great if nobody knew about it and you had to go on work meetings every day and each time it looked like you're on vacation right. in a different spot and people would be like, I thought we were supposed to be locked
down. I am. Well, I am. I'm isolating out here. Yeah. Self-isolating.
This is the future anyways.
What?
Like the fake background and everything. Everything online.
I really don't get how they do it. Like, it's a difficult process to light properly, get a green screen up there, and look like you're somewhere else. So for it to just recognize you on Zoom, like who you are, and throw you in a background, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All right, Graham, what do you got?
All right, the homeschooling struggle is real. It's something a huge number of parents are going through right now with schools closed. One mom in Kentucky, she posted a picture of her 8-year-old son's journal entry that she found from this past Monday, which was their first day of attempted homeschooling, and it read, "It's not going good. My mom's getting stressed out. My mom is getting really confused. We took a break so my mom can figure this stuff out. I'm telling you, it is not going good."
How old is the kid?
He's 8 years old.
It is not good. I'm telling you, it's not good.
Would you guys be upset? You know, you're trying really hard. You're putting in a lot of effort to your homeschooling or to anything. And you found your kid's journal and they're just in there ripping on you.
Well, you guys have kids, Selena.
I wouldn't be upset because my daughter has said worse.
Really?
Not that she's mean in what she says, but she's very, very emotional. If I even raise my voice a little bit, it's the whole, you don't even love me anymore. You wish I was never born.
Like,
so she's very dramatic. So yeah. I wouldn't be upset.
Graham, what about you? You're doing your best. You're at home and you're doing the schooling. And then you read the diary. It is not good. Dad really sucks.
I think it would hurt me.
Yeah.
It would hurt my feelings, especially if they hadn't vocalized any, you know, issue to me. And this is my first, you know, piece of feedback I'm getting from them, you know, and it's their journal. This is supposed to be their true thoughts. And you're just, you would feel like a failure.
Wouldn't you kind of laugh, though, to read, it is not good here?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a hysterical entry. But at the time, I think you'd be part, you know, frustrated because it's such a tough thing you're going through.
He added at the end, like, and his arms are just so small.
Devastating. I'd quit. I would wish he was
never born.
Because
we've all written that in our journal. Your arms are getting smaller.
They're
getting so tiny.
I got to go home.
Really quick, how would you guys handle this later? A teenager saying things about you and this house sucks and you don't know how to run it and you're horrible at this. Are you the type that would go as far as saying, oh yeah, you don't like the way I run this house? Okay, you can get out. Or do you just roll with it?
I'd be heartbroken.
I would probably go cry first.
Yep.
You guys would be heartbroken?
Yes.
I'm not a parent. I just remember how my dad handled it. He wasn't heartbroken. He would just tell me that. You don't like this house? Well, there's the door.
No, I wouldn't dare tell my daughter to leave because I just had a fear that she actually would. That's the last thing that I want. I might just be like, too bad, and and lock her in.
Natasha and I, and we'll come back to you, Graham. Natasha and I both talked about how we got to that point and we left our homes and we ran away and our parents were like, well, then go.
They didn't care.
They didn't care. I came walking back. I stayed out like all night. I mean, you know, I'm not old enough. I'm not an adult. I stayed out all night to show them, well, how would you like it if I wasn't in this house? And I came back and they didn't say a word to me.
Well, they probably did care, but they can't show you that they care because that defeats the purpose. Because it's like, you don't like it, get it and leave. And all night, Jeffy, come home. But the second you get home, they're like, I didn't even notice you were gone.
Did they not notice you were gone? Didn't they? Didn't
no,
your
I
mom
told
leave
them,
you somewhere?
I'm leaving. Yeah, they have left
me. They've forgotten
right.
you places before.
No, but this time I specifically said, oh yeah, well, I'm not going to live here anymore. And they go, there's the door. And I walked out and I was shivering all night at a park. I was watching other people like do drugs and stuff. Just freezing, sitting up on a slide. I waited till the sun came up and then I walk home and walk in the door.
They're fast asleep.
Nothing said. No, they just walked there around having coffee.
They're just doing their own thing.
What a great morning.
Graham, didn't give you a chance to answer it. So your son later on is a teen and he's going off on you. Like, how do you handle it? Or just saying, I don't like this household and you're a terrible father.
I mean, I think you would be absolutely heartbroken. That'd be the worst thing, I think, as a parent that you could hear.
Yeah.
And you know, part of your instinct would be to say, well, yeah, you don't like it, get out, but you don't really, I would never actually mean that, you know?
Right.
But I think, JV, think about it. Imagine if your dogs could suddenly talk and they were just like, you know what, guys? You guys are the worst parents ever. Everything you do, we hate. It's terrible living here. I hate it. It would, I mean, it would really affect you.
I don't think it's possible. We let them sleep where they want on the bed. They get, every time we eat, they're like, what are we eating? Okay, here you go. I mean.
Just saying.
Right.
Hypothetically.
I know. Next on the JV show, Selena wants to talk about American Idol. Huh?
You know, it's a big hit on the, you know, on the cable channels.
Where? Where?
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
A lot of people checking in with the JV show online. Patrick says it's almost time for the best part of my morning, the JV show. Thank you, Patrick. Ashley Nicole, good morning, JV show. It's my day off. Finally a break from being an essential worker, and I'm listening live. Thank you, Ashley. Good morning to you. Shout out to Joaquin. Josh was talking about your floppy bun. I had to write him back and tell him, you have quite a strong hair bun.
Yeah.
It's you can do a lot with that.
It's rigid today. It's not floppy.
Well, earlier this morning, it was floppy, so I had to tighten it and make it strong. Girl.
Carol checking in. She has a very important question. Zup with it?
Oh, zup with it.
Great Anyone question. Have an answer?
Nope.
No?
Not much.
Frankie checking in. Good morning, JV show familia. I wanted to wish Natasha a happy birthday. Oh, that's very nice. That's very sweet.
Thank
Miss
you.
MJA said the same thing. Happy birthday, dear Natasha. And why does Selena want to talk about American Idol?
Well, not so much about American Idol, more about Katy Perry.
And why does Selena want to talk about Katy Perry?
It's not so much about her. It's more about her relationship and how...
And why does Selena want to talk about her relationship?
Just hear me out, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So she was on Idol. You guys know she's one of the judges. And she was giving a contestant some advice. I guess there's a guy and a girl. They're dating. And they are like a singing duo.
Yeah.
And Katie said to them, you know, one thing that's going very well in my current relationship, I noticed it's really helpful to give each other a little space because I guess they kind of sucked. And I kind of started thinking, like, would you guys want to be in a relationship where you guys have to give each other space? Like, that's... a thing you do?
Not really. Just for me, I really like how close Natasha and I are. But I would imagine a lot of relationships, you need that. You need your, you know, your you time and some space.
Yeah, a little bit. I think it's weird when couples want to spend, like, you know, go on trips separately from each other and stuff like that. That to me seems a little weird. That's like too much space.
Yeah, that's a lot of space.
Yeah.
But if I need some space to go downstairs around 1 p.m. to use the downstairs bathroom, that space is warranted.
And Natasha, I told you, she times her poops. When I go downstairs, she flies into the one upstairs.
That's impressive control.
And one time I changed my mind and came back and she was on there and she goes, I thought you were going.
Do you do that on purpose to trick her?
You faked her out.
No, I went four stairs and was like, it's not ready.
Oh, you pump faked.
Pump fake.
Yeah,
I like that. Maybe Katy Perry said, you guys should give each other a little space, meaning one of you is about to get kicked off the show.
Maybe she was prepping them for that.
Yeah,
that's possible. Yeah. Mm. A couple of gross things, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So I just found this out like this week because like every once in a while I'm at home and I will find one of my old nails. A lot of times when my nails come off, it's not that I'm saving them, but I'll put it somewhere just
like in
case.
The couch cushions?
Or like... yeah, or under the couch, or
you're gonna get attacked because the other day when I talked about how I peeled off my big toenail, it on the nightstand and thought about feeding it to the dog.
You're sick.
So many people. I saw so many barf emojis.
Yeah, well, yes.
So now to Selena's nails.
I feel like this isn't as bad though, because you know how I'll have like the long acrylic nails, and if one comes loose and it falls off, it looks weird to have a finger that's just missing. And so I'll have to like add glue or glue it back on or whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of times, if I choose not to, I'll just set it aside because maybe I don't have glue on hand. I got to go buy some or whatever.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I'll find them in these random places, and then my daughter Kiana will snatch them and be like, "Oh, I'm gonna go add this to my collection." She's been collecting my nails.
Now, that's some barf emoji.
That's barf emoji for sure.
I don't know what she's doing with them. Yeah.
Maybe one day she's thinking, I've got my own set.
Probably.
Like, she's like, I won't need to go to a salon. I've got my own adult nails.
Just a mix and match hodgepodge of Selena's old beat up nails that she's used to pick her nose with. Gross.
I don't pick my nose.
Well, whatever.
She'll have to figure out how to make them look good later.
Are they like in a jar or something?
I haven't seen this collection, but she takes the nail and she runs off to her room and then she comes back empty handed. They're somewhere in her bedroom.
You know, fake nails are not as bad as real nails.
That's what I'm saying.
The fake nails, they have like art on them. They're painted and they're pretty.
You're still scratching your butt with them.
Yeah, no, they're still nails.
No.
They're still nails.
They've still been used for nail functions.
They're all bad.
No, they're not. They're art. It's art.
It's a masterpiece.
Oh, so your daughter's an art collector.
Yeah.
The other gross thing I would like to bring up is we forgot to have Natasha here pick around in Graham's ear. Like, when is this nastiness going to happen?
Oh, with the ear picker.
Yes.
I think when we were going to, this thing called the coronavirus came about. And Natasha and I discussed it. We're like, oh, you're going to pick Graham's ear. No, with the coronavirus, we're trying to understand. It just seems gross.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, that's getting a little too close. Yeah. Getting all up in someone's ear. What if he has a virus in there?
I don't need them tracing back the epicenter of the San Francisco
to
outbreak.
Your ear hole.
This one earwax stunt that we did.
But when it settles, we will do this,
yes.
Right?
I have the picker in the other room.
Just on standby.
Just in case.
Do you guys, just really quick, do you have any sort of gut feeling as to when we slowly start, you know, going back to some routine? And then, by the way, get your ear ready.
5 weeks.
You think, really? You think 5 weeks?
I think we, in some areas, yeah. Yeah. Some areas that have taken their, you know, shelter in place seriously.
Us,
I think we've done pretty good in the Bay Area from what I'm understanding about, you know, the way they're tracking cases and stuff right now, that we may have flattened the curve a little bit.
Yeah.
So give it another 5 weeks. I feel like we're going to be in a decent spot.
By the way, I have to throw this out really quick. I think some people are already starting to relax themselves because in the morning, the city, you guys know, completely empty.
Yeah.
But each afternoon, it's getting a little more full now in the city. People are just deciding to come in, drive all around, walk everywhere, hang out. It's filling up a little bit.
You guys.
Yikes.
Yeah, like hold Juicy. Back. Stay hold down. Back, folks. Hold back. You got something really quick, Graham?
Yeah, I got one kind of gross thing I wanted to discuss with you guys. Dogs' eye boogers.
Okay.
And namely, people that don't clean them off their dog. I cannot figure that out. It's like pet peeve of mine that people don't take 2 seconds and wipe their dog's eyes off. And you walk, you know, somebody's dog, you meet them on a walk. Oh, let me see your dog. And they have all this runny, goopy junk in the corner of the eyes. Ugh. I don't get that. Take the 2 seconds and wipe it off.
Yeah. Natasha's good at that. If she sees anything on the dog's eyes, it's gone immediately.
Dude, when she brings the dogs in here, she's constantly cleaning their paws, their butts.
If like, you only knew
everything.
It goes on all day at the house.
Do you realize how dirty it is? I mean, you think that like they like shake it off, but it's not.
But no one cleans a dog like you do.
No one.
These dogs
but
are
you
like,
guys
Christ,
should, everyone should.
Please, we're
everyone
dogs.
Should. Seriously, everyone should. Do it one time and see what's on your little huggies.
Ew,
yeah, you know
it's
bad on the dogs when it goes beyond wet to it's just a crusty thing sitting there.
Mm. I hate it.
It's and you've rubbing seen on your pillow, on your bed.
You've seen people just let the eye stuff just like pile up.
You'll see it all the time. I don't get it. It's one of those things that takes 2 seconds. It's not even that gross.
It's still gross.
Wipe the corners of their eyes.
You ever go to kiss your dog and you didn't know they had some in the eye and now it's on your mouth?
Oh,
all right, Selena, what do you got coming up?
Can we talk a little bit about The Tiger King on Netflix?
Of course.
I watched a little bit of it, JD.
Right.
My mind is blown.
I know.
I also want to talk about one of the guys and something he is still doing today.
Okay.
That's coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Brianne.
Brianne, what's going on?
So I just wanted to say the accidents that are on 680.
Okay.
They are all single, well, one of them a double car accident, but they're all single car accidents because it decided to jump and everybody decided that they wanted to hit the center divide.
Wait, why did everyone hit the center divide, though?
Because it decided, everybody must have been just going way too fast, and it decided, literally, rain came out of nowhere all of a sudden.
Oh.
And it just started pouring, and then I came up over the hill, and there was, like, accident, 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 accident. I was like, what the hell?
Wow.
And so they shut down all lanes of 680.
Oh, my God. And then I heard there's another one further down in Fremont as well.
Yeah, so Washington Boulevard has one, Sheridan had one, Vargas had a two-car accident, and then there was another one right in between.
Just from a little bit of rain there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, pretty much, because everybody wants to fly on the highway.
Where are you headed, Brianne?
I'm headed to work. Yeah, I work the front lines at a hospital, so we're still working.
Okay, well, a huge thank you to you. Drive safe.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. I just want to say we don't do that in Fremont. There's a lot of accidents in Fremont, but it's people coming through. I still represent Fremont. You know, that's where I'm from.
Yeah, you do. So you do.
It's people trying to come through there, and they don't know how to deal with rain, and now they're giving us a bad look.
Oh, yeah. She's saying it's not Fremontians that are.
I wouldn't think so. I think a lot of people have to go through Fremont to get to San Jose.
Got it.
And so you're headed through that way, and you're giving us a bad name.
So who do you think it is? Like Livermore? Just like driving through there.
This has got Livermore written all over it.
One other thing, really quick here. So Natasha's dad just called her to wish her a happy birthday, and she didn't answer it. And I go, you should call your dad back on FaceTime. Let's say hi. He picks up the phone. He doesn't realize it's FaceTime, so we're just looking through his ear canal the whole time. Like, Dad? He's like, hello? Hello? It's into his ear hole.
Everything look good in there?
Natasha, I couldn't tell what the body parts were at first. Because Natasha goes, wait, Dad, you're on FaceTime, and I just saw like flesh and like holes, and I was like, whoa, wait, is he doing something at the house? And then I could tell, that's an ear hole.
No infections though. Look clean.
I didn't see any infections.
Good. That's good. No. They look clean.
All right, Selena, what do you got?
Okay, so the Tiger King is crazy.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. So I didn't get to watch the whole thing. I was so mad. I walked into my living room yesterday, and AJ, my boyfriend, had already started watching it without me.
He did.
And he was like deep into it. I was furious.
I did that to Natasha because you can't stop. Natasha was asleep.
That's what he said.
And I was like, oh my God, if you start that without someone, there is no way to stop. You can't believe what starts to unfold.
That's what he said. So I did see like part of it, but from what I did see and from what he was telling me, like my jaw was dropped.
I don't think any series has more twists and turns and just craziness that unfolds.
I don't think so either. It's like everything that they talk about gets like just weirder. It's just weird. Like maybe I'll put weird because I didn't know people like that even existed.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Anyway, so I want to talk about one of the guys that's on the docuseries. His name is Doc. He's a breeder. He has many ladies, many wives.
By the way, they keep throwing up Doc. I'm going to spoil on this one. They finally ask, what do you have a doctorate in? How is he a doctor? And they go, mysticism. He's a doctor official of mystical something. Like, shut your mouth.
So he's like a big cat breeder. Yeah. He's trained animals for Hollywood movies. He's gone on several celebrity talk shows.
Oh, he has. Yeah.
He currently runs Myrtle Beach Safari, and he is still doing safaris today, despite the fact that we're in the middle of a global pandemic. Nobody is supposed to be near one another. Wow. Their website said Myrtle Beach Safari is not planning to cancel any tours. We are, though, following the CDC guidelines and taking all necessary health precautions. A lot of people are like, how is that possible if you're just cramming people onto one of those little safari jeeps or whatever? So he's in hot water for still running this.
As if Florida has tried it all, let's be real. And as if their governor really cares.
No, they're a little behind on the response to this one.
Can we talk about Mason Disick for a quick second? If you don't know, this is Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick's son. So he was on Instagram Live yesterday, and he was just like answering questions from fans. And everybody wants to know, is Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott, are they together? You know, they've been super, super private about what their situationship is. And Mason was just on there giving answers.
No, Kylie and Travis are not back together.
What is with these kids?
How old is he?
He's 10.
Oh, he's already 10. Wow.
He's 10 years old, but you're not supposed to be on Instagram at that age, first of all. But what is with all these celebrity kids? Like Britney Spears' son did that and got in huge trouble for like
just
spilling
answering
all the
questions.
Family secrets.
Yeah. Like, it's dangerous times, folks.
Stay off social media.
All right, Graham, what do you got?
This week, Hayward rolled out the East Bay's, maybe the whole Bay Area's, first free coronavirus testing site. It opened Monday at Hayward Fire Station number 7 on Huntwood Avenue. It's open to the public every day from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Like I said, free of charge. They said they could handle up to 350 people a day. But I guess the turnout was so massive on Monday, they've now had to issue some new guidelines on who they are going to be willing to test. You have to have either an active fever, have had recent exposure to someone that has the coronavirus, Meanwhile, in the Bay Area, the number of confirmed cases has continued to rise. There are now over 1,000 cases. Santa Clara County continuing to outpace the rest of the county. Santa Clara now has at least 375, San Mateo 161, San Francisco 152. The virus is now also sadly responsible for at least 22 deaths around the Bay Area.
Wow. One of the tests for positive is one of our listeners. We're going to talk about it a little bit later.
Oh, my God.
One of our regulars, you guys. When I say the name, you're
going,
whoa, he tested positive? We'll talk about that later. KYLD, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. We are Wild 94.9. We're next. We have a couple of interesting things, and we'll tell you something good. We know you need that positivity.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Squeezed. Get to Squeezed.com if you want to boost that immune system, if you want to make sure... It's tough with the eating situation. If you want to make sure you're staying healthy, do it with Squeezed. Again, squeezed.com. They will bring those juices right to your door. A couple of interesting things, and then I'm going to tell you something good. Who's got the first interesting thing?
Oh, I got something.
Okay, Graham.
I've seen actually kind of a startling number of these stories going around. Here's just one example of this. A 31-year-old man, he's facing felony charges after he went into a Walmart and telling people that he definitely tested positive for COVID-19 and was then touching everything, trying to touch people and stuff.
As a joke, by the way?
Yes, telling them, if I got it, you all got it. Police investigated. They arrested him. It doesn't appear that he has the coronavirus, nor has he tested positive for it. And he's being charged with a felony perpetuating a hoax.
Good.
I've seen now this morning, I saw a couple more of these. Another guy was in a store, coughed on an employee saying that he had it. And everybody's trying to make these videos of this stuff.
Yeah, it's
and
not
luckily,
funny.
They're all getting arrested. And most of the charges seem to be felony range, which
Whoa.
Is good. Harsh charges.
People are worried. They don't know if they now can go back to their grandma or to their kids. So none of it's funny. I don't know why people think it is.
Yeah.
All right, Selena, your interesting thing.
Okay, so I want to talk about the movie industry and, you know, the question, will it be able to bounce back after this? Mm-hmm. I found this article in Entertainment Weekly and they brought up this op-ed by Christopher Nolan. And he was like, you know, we're already in a really bad situation. Failure to act right now will only exacerbate this. And you can't rebuild a business that's already died. So right now we have no idea when movie theaters are going to open back up, or they're saying if people will even go back once they do, except for JV, obviously.
I'm going.
The industry here in the United States, they're looking to China because they just reopened some of their theaters and what they saw wasn't exactly the best scenario. They had to give out free tickets or at least ones at reduced prices and they're playing like previously released movies just to test the water, see if people would even want to go back.
But people were not so far?
Their revenue was very, very low.
Wow.
So we don't know how or we don't know what's going to happen. Like more and more production companies, they're releasing their movies instead of in theaters, you know, for streaming and people can watch them at home. Like what if people prefer that in the long run?
The other interesting thing is you said exacerbate. Oh my God, I did it because I was going to say, and I always have trouble with that word, but I just did it, guys.
Nice.
Exacerbate.
Yeah.
I did it twice.
Oh. I thought you were going to say that I said it wrong.
No.
I was rehearsing
you
these big words in my head for like 5 minutes.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
You went over it several times? I have the positive story right now. JV's going to tell you something good. An Italian priest was infected with coronavirus. He needed a respirator, so his parishioners bought him one. But then while he was in the hospital, he realized the younger patient needed it. And he said, I'm going to give it to this kid. And they said, if you do, you're going to die. And he said, then so be it. Gave it to the kid. He has just passed. But what a beautiful man.
Wow. He's a hero.
He is a total hero. That's the kind of priest I want to hear about.
Yes.
Good stuff from you, sir. And I should throw this in as well. El Salvador's president. Did you hear about this?
No.
Mm-mm.
All utility bills, mortgages, loans, credit cards, everything is on hold. No one in his country has to pay any of that. And he said to all of the rich, quote, I see many of you are worried. Don't be. Believe me, you have enough money to live more than 10 lives. Deal with it.
Yes.
That is so cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Zip. Wild 94.9, it's the JV Show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
So what's going on, Selena? Everyone's into what?
Puzzles, apparently. I keep seeing things about how the puzzle industry is just thriving right now. People are indoors and they're spending time doing puzzles, you know, with the family, I guess.
So, kind of going to spoil some of Natasha's birthday that I wanted to talk about in just a little bit here.
Yeah?
I was going to do a puzzle for her birthday.
Like,
doesn't that turn on every woman, or doesn't that get them excited about their birthday?
Is it like a sexy picture of you?
You were going to give her one, or she was going to come home and a puzzle was already going to be complete?
No, we would like do one together.
Got it.
Just like a simple one.
Oh, like one of the kid ones?
Maybe like, yeah, 7 pieces.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, everyone does, it turns out.
Because she's the missing puzzle piece to your heart.
Oh, good. Let me write that down.
Yeah. That was good.
That was good. I could have like left a note at home. Yeah. And like some sort of hint or something like that.
Yeah.
That would have been great. Puzzles. Would you guys be interested during this time staying home doing a puzzle?
I see so many people posting on Instagram about the puzzles they're doing. All I've seen is puzzle posts.
Why?
I don't know.
Are they showing the finished thing? Because guess what? We know how they work.
No, they show like, you know, day one, a puzzle. We got a puzzle and it's all the pieces laid out on a table and they'll be like, 1,000-piecer, you know, like, who cares?
1,000-piecer?
I don't
know. Oh, you guys are so impressive. 1,000-piecer.
I mean, I get that you know, we have more free time at home.
Yeah.
But are we going all the way back to puzzles? There's so many other things since puzzles were invented that you can do to fill time at your house.
You guys.
Yeah.
I like to do puzzles.
Oh, my
do
God.
Do you? When's the last one? In a second, I'll tell you the last one I did. And it was a tough one. I would like to brag about what I did.
1,000-piecer?
It had to be at least. At least. It was legendary. It was epic, Graham. Story in a moment.
We do.
Selena, last time you did a puzzle.
Like a month ago.
You did?
Yes.
You and your family?
I legit have puzzles at home.
You do?
That we do, yes.
And then you'll bring it back out and do it again?
I know, it's total nerd. No, I can only do them one time. So I have to keep on going to Target and like buying new ones.
Nerd. You're going to Target buying puzzles?
Yes.
Wow. Last one I did.
Puzzle money lying around. That must be nice.
I was 12 years old. Get this. It was a seal in the Arctic on ice. So the entire thing, it was a white baby seal. And the only thing I really had to work with was its nose and its eye.
Whoa,
and I
that sounds
that
challenging.
And
it was very challenging. So all the pieces were basically just
everything
white.
Was white. Like just kind of some shades, a little bit yellowish towards some of the fur. That's about
those
it.
Those are the hardest ones.
Oh, I know.
So that's the kind of thing that kind of bugs me about puzzles is some of it, sure, skill. The majority of it's just guess and check. Does this piece fit here? No. Let me grab another one. Does this piece fit here? No. Let me grab another one. Does this piece? You're really not.
But what are you doing?
What are you getting out of it?
Oh, my God.
Just guess and check.
Get yourself a bottle of wine and stop being a freaking crybaby.
If it takes some sort of skill,
yes.
What he's saying is if you have to really use your mind and you're racking up points and stuff, he gets it, but you're going, doesn't fit.
Nope.
Next one, didn't fit. And then it fits, you're like, whoa,
but
I got a whole corner. So what?
It's fun, and you're spending quality so time what? Together.
I thought you were looking at the edges. The picture is just like a hint. It's the edges, you know, because...
Well, whatever your style is, who cares? It's still no skill.
Edge, work your way in, whatever it is. I mean, I could see, playing a board game maybe where there's some sort of strategy or something, you know, that takes a little bit of thinking. But yeah, puzzles are just... just nope, doesn't fit.
You guys help me out with this. I don't think I understand it, and I've read this 3 times.
Okay.
Instagram has a new feature. They're trying to bring everyone together during this time. They came up with a feature just because of the time that we're in. Social media site has just introduced a new feature called co-watching, a sort of Instagram watch party. It basically allows their users to watch videos together with their friends during a video chat. So how does it work? Basically, you and your friends start a video chat. You tap on the arrow in the right-hand corner, and then the video icon and a photo icon will appear in the right-hand corner. When you tap it, it will reveal a list of posts you liked, and you can choose one to enjoy with your friend during the chat.
I'm lost.
Me too.
I like it.
What is it?
Explain it, Natasha.
I don't get it.
Facebook has the same feature.
Well, what is it?
It's kind of like, you know, a news anchor when they're telling the news and then the window pops up. They point to it. It plays. But instead of just watching there, you can discuss it. It's playing and you discuss it.
What video? So a video of someone else?
Any video that you've liked. So like
of someone else?
Of whatever.
So, oh, yeah. Like if Grandma and I did one and yeah. I liked someone's video, but then we wanted to rip on it together?
Yes.
That sounds
that's
great.
What I get. Yeah, that's what I like that. Hearing. So you and I could be like, oh my God, did you see this video of Selena doing a stupid puzzle?
Hey,
it's hysterical.
Hold on,
watch.
Hold on.
And then we could watch it and then
she thinks there's a skill involved.
Chat about it.
But so the co-watching thing, are they the only ones that are in this chat or could other people watch this
Good
chat
question.
About ripping on the video?
Good question.
I don't know yet. I've never
See,
done
nobody
it.
Nobody knows.
But it sounds like a lot of fun. You know how when you do Instagram lives,
yeah.
you're talking to everybody? I'm not sure if you could do that, but if you can do it there.
That would be great.
I'm guessing that's where you do it.
If you got to be able to Instagram it, right? And then be able to post it. Like, that would be funny if we could capture what we were, you know, whatever
that would be
video
really
or thing
awesome.
We were talking about and we're ripping on it. And then we post that and people can watch our reacting to something else.
Yeah.
I get a little confusing, but.
You lost me. So you're saying we record a video, then we kind of upload it and discuss it?
Well, I'm saying if during one of these videos, if you could record this entire thing.
Yeah.
So you and I start a video chat.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
if
yeah.
if you're allowed
yeah.
to save it.
So,
gotcha.
Yeah, if we're allowed to save it and yeah. then post that later, that
right.
would actually be pretty fun.
That would be cool. Or if a lot of people can come in and watch at the same time, like you're
yes.
messing around with videos during an Instagram Live, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
All right, so I have some random questions of the day. I'll
okay.
throw them out and throw them around the room. Somebody posted. No, I'm going to skip that one. I'm going to skip. No, we'll do it. We'll do it. What is the worst sex advice you've tried? More than one person had said, the way you're going to really make someone happy is do the alphabet. So I'm just down there, hang. I don't know. I could tell the person just hated it, but I was up to D going, this is weird. E, am I spelling out the F?
Do you think they knew what letter you're on? Like, oh man, he's got 14 more letters to go.
I wondered if the female was like,
is
could figure out there was an alphabet going on.
Skip to Z, Jeff. Skip to Z.
Is that why your wife doesn't like that?
Probably. That's the only technique I've been taught. Hey, try the alphabet with your tongue.
The worst advice. Be sexy. Try some lingerie. That was so embarrassing. Like, I will never do that again. It is so uncomfortable because it's not me.
Who
it's
did you try it for?
My ex, like years ago, but it was just so uncomfortable the entire time. Because I'm just like, who am I? You feel like you're just playing a character and it's just awkward. Never.
And what was his reaction?
Of course he liked it, but like, no. He likes anything. Anyone.
Right.
So.
All right. Graham, worst sex advice you've tried?
All of it. But I mean, I think one of the things that sticks out was I feel like we used to have, you know, like a sex therapist on the show, and
we
she used
all
to spit
time.
Out all kinds of advice. That's why I was probably furious.
That's who I got the alphabet crap from.
Yeah, I was
from.
Probably Shut furiously up. Taking notes and doing it wrong. But if there was one thing like about some sort of pillow stack thing that you would create, and then if whoever you're with is not understanding what you're going for, and you're grabbing pillows and trying to pile them under places, and
I remember this one.
It was just a mess. Like, what am I doing? Like,
this is stupid. I remember that advice.
Like,
you know how many people were probably trying that
yes.
to stack pillows to get things at a certain angle?
It doesn't work.
Right.
The pillows fall over.
And your
Natasha?
Pillows are hella flat. So.
Right. That was the problem, your pillows.
I know.
Worst advice you've tried?
Okay, so I read on Cosmo.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is I'm hoping this is safe to talk about.
It probably
about.
Isn't then.
It's probably not. I'll try to make it safe.
You better.
Okay. They said on Cosmo to the skin between the
too
okay.
much.
Nope.
There's a
wait, you
the
tried
skin,
that? You
the
tried
skin
that on
between
JB?
The
Wait, JB, she tried that on you?
Hold on, Magic Matt. Rewind.
The skin between the what the wait a minute.
They said, okay, the wee-wee and...
Oh, no, too much.
No,
but
that's...
Baby.
Oh, no. Sorry, Magic Matt, back it up.
There's a special button in a very sensitive place, and you push it, supposedly. So you tried that on JV?
I don't think he knew what I was doing.
And you let her get that close to it?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
He didn't know what I was doing, so I was just like, oh, forget it. But they...
Magic Matt in the mix, Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
My oh my, Camila Cabello, Magic Matt in the mix. Woo! It is the JV Show. I'm going to go on Wild 94.9's Facebook Live. Selena has something, and then I have something. What's going on, Selena?
Okay, JV.
Yes, Selena.
I've known you for quite a while now. Yeah. Many, many years. Me and you go way back. We are like this. So, yeah. So tight.
Yes.
So I know that the thing that you hate most in this world is liars.
Yeah.
And
did you catch someone in a lie?
Yep. It was me.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
What'd you lie about?
I can't tell you yet. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, so on Monday, we were talking about something, and I kind of told a lie. I don't know if it's considered a white lie, but I did lie about something, and it's been eating me alive ever since.
Really? Because normally you lie and just keep it moving, right. So this lie bothered you.
Yes, and...
So you want to tell us, what's the lie?
But I want to tell you tomorrow, because it's kind of like a big lie. Not necessarily a bad lie, but it's kind of big, and I just don't want to take away from Natasha's day. Yeah, today's her day, her birthday.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just... So,
wait, do we get the lie first?
I'm racking my brain thinking back to Monday.
Monday,
like, what did
you
talk about?
Nope.
What'd you ask, Natasha?
Can we get a hint?
Did we talk about your hamster? Because your hamster's dead. Just admit that. Your hamster's croaked.
We didn't talk about nibbles on Monday.
What is it?
I'm not.
We want to know.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Why tomorrow?
Maybe after this.
All right, let me give you the phone. let's do this really quick. I wrote something down here. Okay.
Okay.
I've written it. I don't have it memorized, but it's for Natasha. If you want to swing to Natasha for a second. Baber's baby, Schlago, my sweet, happy birthday. The word on the street is you have a husband that loves you more than life. He is so proud to say to the whole Bay, that's my wife. I know COVID-19 came in 2020, and especially 325, and just like a hoe, ruined just about everything I could do for your day, except for one thing. I hope it's okay. I got you a cupcake from the market down the hall and one tiny candle, but we'll act like it's all 29 candles because you just turned 29.
Happy 29th birthday, Natasha.
And before we blow it and before we sing, I brought to the studio your favorite thing to put on this cupcake with the candle. So hold on. And Selena, hand that to Graham. Can you light this up?
Yes.
That's not a cupcake. Is that a cupcake, bro?
Graham, take the phone.
I brought Natasha's favorite thing. Hold on.
First of all, that's a muffin.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Ew!
I'm pretty sure that's a brand muffin.
You are not putting ketchup.
Natasha loves ketchup more than anything. Oh, so
if you eat this ketchup muffin, major props. Oh my god! Do you not know how to light a candle?
Oh my god!
The ketchup got squirted everywhere.
It's very beautiful.
Natasha, you're gonna have to come over here and do the candle. And I got you a balloon.
This is the saddest thing I have ever seen.
That balloon doesn't have any air in it, and...
is that the balloon I got for your birthday?
I guess that's right.
Are you kidding?
You can't recycle a hand-me-down balloon.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, this is so sad.
All right, guys, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Natasha.
Happy birthday to you.
Do I make a wish?
Yeah, make a
wish, of course.
Wish for a better birthday than this one.
This is disgusting. It's a chocolate muffin covered in ketchup.
Yeah, take a bite of that.
You have to. You love ketchup so much, everything. Natasha. You have to eat it.
You don't like ketchup enough that you'll eat it off a chocolate brand muffin.
She loves ketchup. She puts it on salmon. Natasha, come on. It's your favorite meal.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instagram Live is waiting.
Otherwise, your birthday wish won't come true if you don't eat.
The rule.
Set this paper on fire. Where do we put this nasty thing? The nasty ketchup candle.
I was wondering what was smelling like ketchup.
All right. You like burning ketchup? Yeah, we've got a melting ketchup candle.
Yeah, take a bite.
Yeah, yeah. Take a birthday bite. You love it. You know you love it.
Natasha, eat it.
How was it?
Why does ketchup taste so yucky on top of a muffin?
Oh, you finally found something where it's nasty. All right, let's go back to us. Happy birthday, Natasha.
Thank you.
Oh, do you guys do a little kiss? Do something for the gram. Wow.
Well, you know, I don't want to get all crazy on you.
I don't want to get all ketchup candle crazy.
Selena, let's get the lie here. We want to know what you lied about.
I don't. I can't.
Please?
I can't.
Honestly.
I
like, can't. Seriously.
I honestly don't want to make today about me.
We did
GV,
her birthday.
It is that. But Natasha's birthday is all today.
Wait, not the whole day. And seriously, I don't want to move on until you. Like, let's.
Seriously, yeah. It's that big. I would rather do it tomorrow.
Just, Selena.
GV, I swear to you, I cannot.
We talked about her dog on Monday. I remember that. I'm like racking my. I'm going through Monday's show in my head. And while my memory is limited, I feel like we talked about Bentley.
If you're just tuning in, Selena said that she told a lie on Monday and she feels horrible about it and you want to tell the truth. Seriously, I don't want to wait till tomorrow and everyone's waiting, so just let it out.
Wouldn't you rather have
Let's do it.
Okay. I can't.
What, it's really that bad?
It. It's not bad. Okay. Am I going to do this right
yes.
now?
Yes, yes.
What is it?
Okay. Do you remember when you asked me and Graham if we're drinking more or less?
Yeah.
And I've said like, oh, tons more.
Yeah.
I haven't drank since January.
Whoa. I just got it. Whoa. And I predicted this.
What?
I predicted
this. Are you saying
this?
What I think you're saying?
Oh, my God.
Dude,
I predicted this in March.
What did you? What do you think I'm saying?
I said you guys would move in together in December, and then by March, that you would...
So September, you're going...
So you're telling me your Wine of the Month subscription ran out, or am I totally misreading this?
Wait a second.
Wait, did I predict this, though, or what?
Can I see what's under your shirt?
I'm not wearing anything under this. What are you talking about?
I predicted this, though. I remember that.
Wait, does your mom know?
My mind is blown!
And then I said maybe an engagement in the summer, but I... If so, I'm such a psychic.
What? Wait.
We can't even give you a hug right now because we have to social distance.
Is it what we think it is?
I don't know. What do you guys think it is? Nobody is saying anything except my wine subscription got canceled.
We don't want to take away your news if it's new. I don't want to say it because if it's news, it should come out of your mouth.
Wait, so for 3 months you have not drank anything?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. You're saying you've had news for...
alcohol.
Yeah.
That was the lie. Do I have to say it like
yes.
this? Is,
yeah.
Okay, we are expecting.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And I didn't want to take away from Natasha's birthday.
Whoa.
Wow, way to rain on Natasha's parade. I'm so happy.
Yeah, what about Natasha's birthday?
Oh
I can't
God,
believe
are
that you
serious?
Did that. I didn't think it was this big of news.
I told you it was big, and that's
I wanted to wait
till tomorrow.
This is incredible.
Whoa.
You're going to have the same birthday as Quinn, Graham's daughter.
When is Quinn's birthday?
Or your baby.
Don't put me on the spot here.
Because
August 28th.
Don't put me on the spot.
Wait, it took me a second there. 8/28.
Graham, read some comments coming in on Wild's Facebook Live. There's a lot of congratulations.
Oh, congratulations
Thank
are rolling
you.
In. Rita Court.
I just want to say congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Natasha, happy birthday in there. Some
Thank
baby
you.
Bottle emojis flying in. Happy birthday, Natasha. Congratulations, Leslie.
Afon says
that. Cynthia Longoria, yay, congrats. Young Cho, wow, congrats. Sally Rodriguez, OMG, yay.
Your mother's going to kill you.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you're in
no.
big trouble.
Okay, so I told her.
You told her.
I told her. Okay, so just this past weekend, this is all, I wanted to wait until like this point in the pregnancy where it's like safer because it's
so
like,
you've
less,
known a little while.
Likely. Yeah.
So that's what my psychic vibe was picking up on because I said they're going to move in and then spring that you're going to get pregnant.
Did you tell your mom that AJ lives there?
No.
So you guys are having a baby together, but you don't want to tell her that you guys live together.
Yeah.
I thought baby steps meant tell her that you live together first.
How hilarious. Oh, then. Graham, camera over here. So Selena is totally comfortable telling mom we're having a baby, but I don't want to mention he lives with me.
I mean, I wasn't.
What? Please explain.
I forgot about that part. No, and I wasn't comfortable telling her. I was so scared. Like my sisters forced me to do it and she wasn't exactly thrilled, but she wasn't upset either. She's a mom. She just wants the best for me.
Yeah.
You have been glowing lately. I've noticed.
Wow. What a trip.
All right, really? Because I've been feeling like just puking everywhere. Wait,
really?
So you've been sitting here faking because you've got an energy drink in front of you. Is that just props? No, are you a prop comic now?
Well, I haven't had.
Not
well,
today, but normally.
Why are like you supposed to cut energy drinks out?
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't know.
You've been drinking healthy stuff.
Wow, good for you.
But in the beginning,
all the signs were there. We didn't even know.
In the beginning, I would have prop energy drinks.
Oh, that makes sense. You run in with a bunch of food every morning now. I know. Like right at like 7:40, you have all this food.
All right, we're late on the break, but if you're just tuning in, Selena has just announced he or she and the man that she loves so much, AJ, they're having a baby.
Wow,
huge news. We'll be right back.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, are we out of wipes? I got ketchup. By the way, I got ketchup on my finger from your cupcake birthday cake thing. Are you disappointed, by the way, by having a cupcake with your favorite thing? Ketchup on it?
It stinks, but it like smelly stink.
Happy birthday. Here's the real cake and balloons to you. Happy birthday to you.
You guys didn't have to really get me something. Happy
birthday, dear Natasha, with a real one. Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Happy birthday, babe.
I was really happy with my deflated.
Blow the candles before it burns your dog.
Did you make
a
wish?
Blowing out the candles.
Yeah.
Does that mean, so given the circumstances, we're in the middle of a global pandemic, can we not have some of that cake after she blew on it?
Oh, dang it.
Selena's like, I'm hungry. We have a lot going on here. By the way, coming up 8:05, there's some, I want to lay out what my gift is to you. In this time, it's not the greatest gift. There's not a lot you can do during a global pandemic that Selena just mentioned. If you're just tuning in, something else we just learned. Selena is pregnant. Reza says, I don't know if I'm hormonal or what's going on. I'm crying and congratulations.
Adrian
says congratulations. And Frankie, Jackie says, oh, my God, I literally cried. Selena, congratulations. Wow, we have another wild baby. Oh, my God, I just thought. Yeah, Graham, we got to do a show without Selena in a little while.
Oh, no.
She's going to do that maternity leave thing?
I'm going to retract all my congratulations. That sounds like a lot of
work
for
me. We did it without you, okay?
Yeah, Josh is saying congratulations. Isaac is saying, Isaac Pena, our buddy, happy birthday, Natasha. Love you guys, and congratulations. Kiana's going to be a big sister. Does your daughter, Kiana, know that a baby's going to be on the way?
So I just told her.
You just now?
Couple days ago.
Yeah.
And she is so excited. She like won't leave my side. She's constantly like helping me and asking me if I need anything. And mom, you should be getting rest. And she's like,
so she understands over the moon. The whole pregnancy process that there's.
Well, let's not get into the logistics. I mean,
like, I'll explain it. Yeah. No. Oh, it's always good when Natasha tries to explain stuff like that. You know what? I've always said like good things come to good people, you know, people that are nice. But throw that out, because despite Selena being a great person, the good things that are coming your way, you have found the man of your dreams. You've been saying, like, I want another baby. I want Kiana to have a little baby brother or sister. And so congratulations.
Thank you,
this is
JV.
Awesome.
So many good things for you. Elise saying as well, happy birthday, Natasha and Selena Gomez. Congratulations on the baby news. We joke around.
This is going to start a real Selena Gomez.
I know. We're always joking and telling the listeners, you can just tag Selena Gomez on everything. So Selena Gomez is like, why? So now I'm pregnant? What's going on?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. It is the JV Show. Good morning. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
And one more. This is David. Good morning, David.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. Happy birthday, Natasha.
Thank you.
What else is going on, Dave?
Yeah, I want to give a birthday shout-out to my son, David Jr. He just turned 12 today, and happy birthday, kiddo.
David Jr. shares a birthday with
Happy
Natasha
birthday.
Here. All right, David Jr., we love you, and David, we love you as well. Just really quick here, Natasha, for your birthday, you get my undivided attention all day. Yay. Now, again, we can't go to movies. We can't, like, you know, go out to dinner. 30-minute foot rub.
Oh.
30, she loves a foot rub. 30 minutes. By the way, coming up to this, she goes, you know, don't do anything for my birthday. It's okay. We're just together. We're healthy. Like, that's all I want. And, you know, for my birthday, I wanted, you know, something sex related. Yeah. Well, we'll get to that later. Okay. That's what I wanted. She made sure to let me know she doesn't want that. She goes for my birthday, and I thought she was going to say, all you got to do is lay it down.
Yeah.
But instead, she goes, for my birthday, just a rub, like, you know. So what I want and what she wants, totally different. She wants no part of me. So 30-minute foot rub, 30-minute back rub.
Nice.
Thank you.
So
like you mean it?
That's like a full hour. I mean,
like you're not
going
to fall asleep this time?
So literally, yeah. I'm waiting on you hand and foot. You know, I got the foot massage, anything you want all day. Also, if you, I would love to try it. If you would like to pick something out earlier in the day for me to try, someone recommended that I make her a nice dinner, but I want her to select it and then I'll run, get everything. And then I want to try to cook it for you. Or if you don't want to take a chance on my cooking, then we could, you know, support one of the local restaurants and pick up something. Which one would you rather do?
Let's pick something up.
Okay. Dang it. She wants no bedroom time for me.
You're supposed to say cook.
And none of my cooking. The other thing we're going to talk about, obviously, throughout the morning, I mean, we have a lot to get to. If you're just tuning in, Selena, I mean, it was double the news today. You learned it was Natasha's birthday. And then Selena was trying to hold on to a big secret until tomorrow. But we're like, tell us. Tell us right now. What is it? And so Selena is pregnant.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You said you weren't going to move on until I just told you. So
Natasha off the air was like, God, no wonder you've been eating like crazy.
Jeez.
I have noticed lately that you've been glowing and you've been eating a lot.
I'm going to make a song, Glowing and Eating.
Yes. I should have known. She kept coming in eating pickles every day. Pickles at the market,
pre-sliced one.
And she went crazy on the pickles.
Every day a bag of pickles. That should have been a telltale sign for me.
But I also just really like pickles before this. So,
It was a weird snack.
I swear to God, like about a month and a half ago, I told JV, I said, I just have a feeling Selena's pregnant.
And I was like, no, I think, you know, we might get something like about springtime.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm psychic with that type of stuff.
You just like had a vibe? Like
I remember we were standing in front of the kitchen sink.
Shouldn't I get some props though, the news being delivered in the spring? Okay, because I was like, they'll move in together.
You did say that.
In like July, and then a baby in the spring, and then summer he would propose.
JV, I wanted you to be wrong so bad that I was like praying for like the 12-week mark to happen in winter.
Yeah.
And then I come into work and you're like, today's the first day of spring. I was like, dang it. Like,
wow. So we're going to talk more about your pregnancy and like how mom is reacting. I want to know how AJ, your boyfriend, reacted, all that stuff. First trending, what do you got? Sorry, everyone, we're running late on stuff. Just big news today.
Yeah, today's Hottest Trending is all sponsored by Serendipity Food Truck. If you're going out to eat, please support small and local businesses. So Ariana Grande has a new man. Remember when she was spotted at that bar in the middle of the night and she was making out with some rando? Nobody knew who this guy was.
Yeah.
And we knew that they kind of rolled within the same group of friends because they were with some other, you know, non-famous people that they both
knew. Some randos.
Yeah, fans couldn't get over that. You know, here's Ariana Grande making out with the normal person. Like, it's weird. Now we know who the guy is. His name is Dalton Gomez.
Who?
Dalton Gomez.
Oh, who?
He's not famous, but he's a big-time real estate agent in LA. Like, he handles multi-million dollar listings for A-list buyers. And this is Ariana's man. Like, they are quarantining together right now. She follows him on Instagram, as well as several of her friends. So people are thinking it's kind of serious. Like, even the friends like you.
Yeah. That news is nothing. I've got bigger news in studio that I'm focusing on. Who cares, Ari? Yeah. Selena's having another kid.
I'm shook.
I'm shooketh.
Do you know he kind of looks like Pete Davidson?
He does.
You've seen him?
Does. So you can go see him at thejvshow.com.
Now that is a story.
Yeah.
If she like couldn't work things out with Pete Davidson, but just went and got a lookalike, that's the story.
See,
wow, let me see.
So you can see his picture.
Interesting. I'm looking now. Interesting.
There's also the fact that after she was seen making out with this guy at the bar, like, she was still seen at Disneyland later with the guy, Mikey Foster, like, holding hands. Like, so were you dating both? Did you know, like, what was happening at that time? Nobody knows. So Idris Elba has a couple quarantine things that he would like to get off his chest. I'm sorry, coronavirus things. You know how a lot of people are bothered by the fact that only the rich and famous, it seems, are able to get tested for COVID-19?
Yeah.
Idris has a thought on that. And then he transitioned to something that Cardi B talked about a couple days ago. She said on Instagram that she's starting to think that celebs are getting paid to say that they've tested positive. As you know, Idris has tested positive. So here's what he thinks about all of that.
I think that the negativity around, you know, test shaming is like counterproductive. I don't see what people get out of that. And also like this idea that someone like myself is going to be paid to say I've got coronavirus. That's like absolute bullshit. Such stupidness. And people want to spread that as if it's like news. That's stupid. It's the quickest way to, it's the quickest way to get people sick.
Wow. Good response. And by the way, do you guys know why he tested? Because people are like, well, wait, why did you get a test when you didn't have symptoms? Do you know that story?
Did he just come into contact with somebody who tested positive?
So he was on a movie. When all this broke, they were making a movie and another celeb who he doesn't want to name tested positive, said, hey, I've got news. And immediately production was like, okay, you're gone, but we can shoot with Idris, but wait, we have to make sure you're good so you don't infect all the staff, but we've got to keep going on this project. So they immediately found a way to get him tested. He goes, it was only for the safety of everyone. I wasn't trying to be like all about me, you know?
Yeah, I still think there's a disproportionate amount of tests that have gone to rich and famous
people.
Because the fact that a movie company could go, hey, bring in a test. Let's check
for
Idris really quick.
For everybody here.
But it's not Idris's fault, is what I'm saying.
But I think, when you look at, you know, you say we got 50,000 confirmed cases in the United States. I'm just making that number up. It's more than that now. But the amount of, you know, celebrities, NBA players, you know, are in there. That's
an accurate sample of. Let's stop shaming, okay?
Accurate sample of the United States.
Can we throw this in? One of our listeners has tested positive. You know Beano Miles, who we talk to all the time?
Yeah.
Young, healthy, good, like, you know, fit, young dude. I mean, this disease does not discriminate,
right,
as we've tried to get that message out. Hey, JV, just found out I'm the newest member of the Rona Club. Depending on you guys to keep me entertained so I don't go insane over this at the house. I was like, wow, how are you feeling? I hope everything's okay. He said, I feel like the worst of it is behind me. Had the chills, really bad fever for 3 days straight. I now have no appetite. I'm really, really tired. I work at, and I'm not going to say the name of the hospital just in case they, I don't know how they handle stuff like this.
Yeah.
So I don't want to mention the hospital.
Oh, he is a healthcare worker?
Yes. He says, I work at such and such hospital. I figured this was bound to happen with all the patients. So, but Beano, we're definitely thinking about you.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Selena, did you handle everything you have?
Yes.
Okay, and over to Graham.
The World Health Organization's warning that the United States could become the epicenter of the virus pandemic. The organization points to the fact that in recent days, the U.S. has seen a very large acceleration of cases in a 24-hour period spanning part of Monday and yesterday this week. 40% of all newly reported cases in the entire world were right here in the United States. Globally, there have now been over 435,000 confirmed cases in the United States has over 55,000 of those, and we've also sadly had over 800 people die here from the virus.
All right, and finally, Graham?
India just began the world's largest lockdown this morning, with all 1.3 billion people living there being ordered to stay home.
Wow.
India's been relatively quiet. We really haven't heard any headlines about them during this entire outbreak. As the outbreak spread so rapidly in other countries, many point to the fact that India, the testing there has been really, really limited. So far, the nation's only reported around 450 confirmed cases. India's prime minister said he needed to act swiftly and enact this massive historic shutdown because their fragile healthcare system's not equipped to handle a huge, massive influx of patients. And several states here in the United States still have not imposed any sort of lockdown on their residents. Only about, I think, 55% of our population's currently under one.
All right. Thank you, Graham. I can't keep up with all the comments coming in on social media. Gloria Williams, wow, all caps. Congratulations, Selena. Katrina,
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop the show. Stop everything. I have so many questions. Does Selena know the gender?
No.
Was this planned? Like, were you guys trying to have a baby?
Is the baby going to podcast this later?
At some point during its life.
You don't want to use the word accident?
Of course not.
I think it's a girl. I'm getting girl vibes.
Yeah?
Really?
Yep.
Selena, were you trying to make sure this happens more than him.
I was not trying to trap him, no. But we could have been more cautious.
Right.
Both of us.
Did you guys have those discussions? Because sometimes you go, hey, you know, if it happens, it happens. Like, did you guys discuss it? Like, hey, we're going to be cautious, but if something happens, then that would be a blessing.
Of course, we had those discussions, but we would have preferred like later down the road.
Katrina has many questions. She only gets one more. Are you guys also talking marriage, or are you just taking one step at a time? She's wondering.
He's talked marriage. I told him that I would like to just focus on this first because it's kind of huge.
How did you tell him and what was his response? First, take us through, again, if you're just tuning in, Selena is pregnant. How did you first realize what was going on? What were your indications and then the testing and then you have to approach him? I want to know all that stuff.
Okay, so the first indication was, you know, when you're late on something.
Yeah.
So that happened. And
how many
days
when you started panicking? Or not panicking, but thinking.
Okay, so I mean, you think about it, but I'm like, I don't want to. If I do take a test and then I know for a fact, it's like, then I'm going to feel really guilty if I have a glass of wine. So let me just hold off for a little bit.
By the way, most of this was based about her wine.
Yes.
All of this was all about, whether she could drink or not, I'm sure.
But then it got to, you know, I checked my app and it was like 6 days late. And I was like, okay, let me just take a test. I had one lying around anyways. I took it. And
so you're keeping at 6 days in your thoughts, you're keeping it to yourself. You're not like, let me bring him into this.
Oh, no, he knew. Okay. He knew. And he was telling me when it was one day, take a test. And I was like, I'm not ready.
Really?
You know, I need one more week with my wine. Just, I'm not ready yet. And then so I took it and he was there. And so as soon as it was positive, he knew, and I think he had to remain more positive than I did because my first reaction was shock, and I was like, that day I was like just so emotional, crying because it wasn't planned. And future baby, don't podcast this.
Yeah,
but you know it wasn't planned, and so I'm thinking about work, I'm thinking about money, and all these different things that you worry about when you're bringing a new baby into this world. But he was the one that was like, it's not the end of the world. Like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, relax. And so after that, I took a couple of days, but I think he's more excited than
I am. We've had so many discussions where all of this had to have crossed your mind. I think it was last week we were talking about whether or not you should have wine while you're pregnant. And does the guy get a say-so in that? And so I bet there's been plenty of topics where you're like, I have information. Yeah. And I have thoughts, but I can't really weigh in.
I have a real first-hand opinion over here.
Has it been hard to hold on to that news, like with us?
Yes, because I come in here and I'm just like, as soon as I walk out of the studio, I'm just like, I could puke in a trash can right now. And I'm like trying so hard to not. And I'm like so tired and I'm only allowed to drink like one cup of coffee. So I can't even refill. Like, you guys know I had to do coffee, energy drink, back to coffee every single day. So it's like that whole thing is just done. I'm just always tired.
Right. Well, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
She's Prego.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. It's the JV Show. Like I said, my social media is scrolling very fast here. Marty Paz, JV Graham. Oh my God, you guys nailed it. You said Selena would be Prego by summer. I do believe I called a spring situation, but actually you're pregnant before that even. Marty Paz also says, Natasha, happy birthday. Hope you actually got a better cake than that cupcake. You did.
It was a muffin, first of all. Yeah, it was worse.
It's not a cupcake.
Hannah B., happy birthday, Natasha. Congratulations, Selena, Laura, what a wonderful Wednesday. Good morning. Please, Graham and JV, will you tell Selena congratulations, since she probably won't see this on Twitter. Natasha, happy birthday.
Thank you.
So much positivity midweek. It's hard to... We're going to move into some other stuff, but we just have so many questions. It's hard to not talk about your pregnancy. My first thing, can we please say congratulations to AJ tomorrow on the air? I get he might not want to come in. I mean, he could bring your daughter and he could just pop in for a second and hang with her in another room. If he doesn't want to, at least let us do it by phone. He's a sweet, awesome friggin' guy, and I want to tell him congrats.
I think he'd be down to call in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
We're not allowed to bring people.
Oh, yeah, that's
in,
right.
In
oh,
the yeah, yeah,
quarantine
so
rules.
You're right. We're on kind of a lockdown here.
The first time we're going to kind
hear
of
his voice on
in?
The air. Right?
Oh, yeah.
It's the first, everyone, tomorrow morning, tune in. It's the first time we get to hear from AJ. Natasha, you were throwing, I was like, hold on, do this stuff on the air. You were throwing stuff out. What do you got?
Have you thought of any names?
Oh, names.
No, because I don't know what it is.
But I mean, you probably have like a girl, boy name that.
Well,
I,
there's
like.
A girl. There's a girl name.
Yeah, I can tell really by the smirk on your face. If it's a girl, you got a name.
There's
yeah.
a girl name that I really, really like, and AJ shut it down already.
Oh,
I know. Okay,
what is it? Okay, I'll tell you if I like it.
There was this girl in Kiana. Kiana's my daughter. Mm-hmm. There was a girl in her preschool class, and her name was Kaya. And Kaya. I thought it was just
I like
so
it.
Yeah. cute.
I
me too.
Like Kiana and Kaya?
Yes.
Why doesn't he like it? Did he say why?
Because Kaya's the rapper that sings the My Neck, My Back song.
Okay, good. He's got a good point.
But
okay,
it's spelling different. Nobody's thinking about her anymore. It's 2020.
Do you know like the actual date? Do you have like...
The due date?
Yes.
Yep.
Like September, October.
October.
Beginning or... End.
Beginning.
Okay, good. Libras. Libras are strong.
Well, wait. You just put down a lot of people. Oh, strong. Okay, so you're
it's
not saying
strong,
any.
Yes.
You're not saying anything bad
I'm
about
not
later
end of
October.
Later.
They're the worst.
But it sounds like you said those people yeah. were awful.
No.
When
not.
Do we find out the gender?
So I think because I found. I think my doctor appointments are off compared to other women because I went in really, really early because I didn't know how far along I was. So my appointments are supposed to be spaced like 4 weeks apart or something like that, but mine are off. So I won't find out, I think for another month.
Oh, another month.
Yeah. But I think other women find out sooner.
You can, you can do a blood test at this point, even sooner. I
really?
Know that.
I am so done getting blood drawn. Like I'm
You've done
tired
all that a lot?
Of it. Yes.
Yeah.
But so, there's so much testing you have to do. And
can we do a
blood
a,
test? No, I just
oh,
said.
No, I think she's saying gender reveal party once you know. Are you into gender reveal parties?
Okay. I kind of thought they were stupid at first, but I...
But now that
but
I'm having a baby, they're not
they're
stupid.
Fun after going to some, like, I liked them, and I always wanted one, but now that we have, like...
Oh, yeah. Can you?
Shut
you can't
down.
Have a, quote, party, really.
No,
you'd have to get very creative with it.
It'll have to be on Zoom, and, you know, we'll blow something up, and it'll either turn into blue or pink smoke.
Can I tell
we'll
you something?
This is ruining everything.
I really like Zoom. Graham first brought it up with his wife using it, and I was curious about Zoom. So I think it's awesome.
Absolutely.
Like, if you just had people that you're normally around, and we could bring in a whole lot of other important people for a gender reveal, I'd like to be, you know, there when you announce it. We could then record the whole thing and you share it with everyone. I could make it look special and awesome.
But I would rather, I don't know, have human interaction and like people.
This is the world we're living in.
Yeah,
but what
sorry.
If I? But what if I just hold
Zoom
out?
Zoom reveal.
What if I just hold out until, you know, maybe things will settle and you can have parties again.
Just
right?
Take, just take
maybe?
Everyone's temperature before they enter
See?
The room. Yeah.
Because that's not foolproof.
Take everyone's temperature before the reveal party.
There's
Get over
ways.
Here. Everyone's using the same thermometer, which defeats the purpose.
I was going to say a virtual Zoom party would be the only type of gender reveal party I can go to because as soon as you say,
no.
it's a boy or girl, I can click disconnect
no.
and I can leave
got the
party.
News I'm out.
Graham,
yes.
if I have a real person one, like in real life, you're coming.
Not a
yes,
chance.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, wait. I'm so excited for you.
Well, I hope everything calms down. You guys heard the news in New York, right? That they're poor women that are experiencing birth for the very first time. They can't have their mom there. They can't have their man. They can't have their coach, no one. They have to go it alone because of the stress on the system.
Like their high school volleyball coach?
No.
I'm
what?
Joking.
Pregnancy coach and all
yeah,
of
like,
that.
Yeah, I heard that this morning. Like nobody can be in the delivery room except for you giving birth and whatever medical staff.
So, wow.
Is there? That's so scary.
Hopefully we're going to be in a better space with all of this.
Yes.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
We have to be positive.
There you go.
I hope you have twins.
What the hell?
Whoa.
No.
That's a little too much.
And it's not twins. Oh.
And I'm sorry to make it about me this fast, but how long do you plan on taking off this fall?
Yeah, thank you, because I was going to ask the same question.
And you guys keep putting me through this. Like, I'm the one that has to be here with the other partner getting no third help or other than Natasha. I feel like Natasha and I this summer get first a nice long vacation.
I haven't thought about that yet.
Yeah,
I'll let you know when I make my decision. You know what I'm trying to say.
You haven't thought about how much time you're going to take off when you have a baby.
Yeah. How much time is allowed?
I know Graham.
Like a week and a half, I think, is what the new... They're changing the rules rapidly here in California.
What did you take off again, Graham?
I took 6 weeks.
6 weeks? Selena, I feel like let's haggle down. You could do it in two.
Wow.
I think she's stronger than that,
you're
JD.
You're so strong.
You guys
want
me coming in a diaper? I will.
Thank you. We got it on lock.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. It is the JV Show. A very happy, happy Wednesday. Selena announced to us that she is pregnant. Easy A Baller. Oh, that's a weird Twitter name. Okay, but I like it. Says, JV Graham, how is Selena's news comparing to your predictions? Well, I said they would move in by December. They did. I said a pregnancy by spring. I must have been feeling the announcement. And then I said engagement by summer. So I would say I'm doing rather well.
Seems like the timeline's adding up. Hottest
things. What's hot in hip music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
Today's hottest trending is brought to you by Squeeze.com Juice Cleanses. Make sure to go online and order yours today. All right, so is it just me, or did the new teaser for Keeping Up with the Kardashians just shade Rob Kardashian? So they're getting ready for season 18. This new promo shows Kim and Kourtney like coming to blows. They're punching and kicking, and Kourtney hits Kim in the face pretty hard. So they have Khloé acting as Kris Jenner to narrate this fairy tale.
Hi, everyone. Kris Jenner here. I want to read you guys an amazing story. The Great Book of Kardashian-Jenner Tales. Once upon a time, there lived a powerful queen who gave birth to 5 princesses.
That annoys me.
What about Rob? Well, that's annoying too. I get that. But they totally skipped over the fact that they have a brother.
Wait, is he one of the princesses though? How many do we have?
No, they have 5. It's Kim, Kourtney, Khloé, Kendall, Kylie.
Wow, poor
no
Rob.
No mention of Rob whatsoever.
That sucks.
They just skipped right over him. And, and if you are curious about the actual fight between Kim and Kourtney, we're getting the clip up at thejvshow.com. But here's the audio. It's pretty good.
But as their kingdom grew stronger, so too did the burdens that came with it.
I will you up, you literal.
Stop, you two.
Just get the out of here. I don't even want to see your face.
I don't want to be near your fat ass, okay?
Oh, that's good. I liked that part.
Me too.
That was awesome. I was annoyed at the kingdom part, but then we got to something juicy.
It's so good.
Nice.
Kourtney selling Kim, I don't want to be near your fat ass. Okay. Earlier this morning, we talked about Kanye West, and we did say it seems like he's in a really good place, right? Maybe it's the right combo of meds that he's finally on, but it seems like he's doing well.
Yeah.
So I saw this online. He talked to the Wall Street Journal, and he talked about how supporting the president has affected him. People started to judge him. They said, well, Kanye, you're this. You should support this.
Yeah.
He then went into this thing that I can't really make sense out of, but maybe you guys can.
Okay, we'll give it a shot.
He said, everything's about putting people in their place. Classism, protectionism, not just racism. Classism is like living on a bookshelf. The more money you have, the higher you go, and you get to the top and look over, and what do you see? Fear.
Okay, so you've turned into a book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're on this shelf, and you're a rich book. I mean, you are high.
You have so much money.
And then
you're at the
what?
Top.
And you look over, and of all the stuff, instead of, I thought he was going to say, say you see a bunch of little peasant books.
Yeah.
But instead he saw
fear. Maybe they're like horror story books.
Maybe you're afraid. Maybe he's looking at the people. You fear me just because I'm up here telling the truth as the rich, pretty book.
No.
Okay. That's not it.
The book is afraid of heights. You're at the top shelf. It's a long way down to fall.
I'm afraid.
You're like, I don't want to fall. I'm a book here at the top.
Cover.
I'm so rich, but I'm kind of weak. What if I fall?
Right. It hurt your spine.
I see that he sees people fearing him.
I didn't even think of it that
way.
I thought he saw fear. So I'm not saying let's ring the alarm. He's falling off the wagon. I'm not saying that at all. But there are people online that, you know, they're slightly, not full on concerned, but slightly just like hoping that this isn't another.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully he comes back from being a book.
Okay. Yeah. Can turn the page on that whole thing.
Hey.
Another little book joke there.
Graham.
The White House and the Senate finally have come to an agreement on a $2 trillion coronavirus rescue bill. The bill is the largest economic emergency aid package in history. It's going to include direct payments to most Americans, a one-time payment of $1,200 per adult and $500 per child. There are certain income requirements, though, to see if you qualify for those payments. The bailout will also include money for the airlines, expansion of unemployment benefits, and money for small businesses, among many, many other things. All this, obviously, in an attempt to keep the U.S. economy from spiraling into a major recession while everything is shut down.
All right. And finally,
so that's the thing everybody's wondering. How long will things remain shut down? The president held a virtual town hall yesterday, and he said he sees things opening back up by Easter. He wants churches packed for Easter Sunday services and then workers getting back to work that following day on Monday. Easter, by the way, is April 12th, which is only 18 days away. Meanwhile, numerous health officials, they're cautioning that whole thing and warning that that timeline's probably way too soon. And Governor Gavin Newsom was asked about the president's target date yesterday during a Facebook Live event, and he said he is operating on an entirely different timeline, that he and the president aren't even on the same playing field when it comes to this. He doesn't see this crisis resolving anytime soon and says it would be at least 6 weeks before the state could make adjustments to the shelter in place rules.
All right. I did see a lot of church leaders saying, I'm going to do what's best for the people. And I'm glad that I saw that. I'm not trying to be political or anything, but even the people are like, if it's not safe and it's not time, I do not want my parishioners. I don't want people coming in here all packed together right, and spreading this around. Because if you're asking people, get out, you know, Easter Sunday and pack together, mm-hmm. and it's not time yet, we shouldn't. We really shouldn't.
No. Yeah, if they're not ready to promote any sort of large gathering,
yeah,
whether it be at a church or anywhere, right.
And if that means I can sleep in more on Sundays.
Is that why you're all happy over there? Wild 94.9, hi, who's this?
Ashley, hi.
Hi, Ashley. Good morning. How are you today?
I am good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. You're our winner. Caller number 94.
Yeah. Yay.
You got yourself a $100. Yeah, $100 gift card, food delivery, or pickup, your choice, from one of our local businesses that we're supporting, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, before we let you go, did you hear the news about Selena?
No, I didn't.
She's pregnant.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, she's going to have... Yeah.
I think a lot of people are like, wait, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. Selena, don't be shy about that.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Hang on here. It has been all 100% support. Do you worry about that?
I am so relieved. I was totally worried. I don't want people like criticizing. That was the biggest thing for me. That's why I was afraid to tell my mom. It's not like...
I saw zero criticism. All love for you, Selena. Everyone supports you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.